It's called American Spring. What answer have we for despair today when the sun has begun to call us to feel warm and the wind shakes the cotton of my shirt against my skin, reminding my skin that it participates in wind? What answer have we today for despair like a second sun nailed up in the sky, warping our orbit, and like a second wind raging down the street, rolling empty cans through the intersections? I want to know it's true. A species of acorns with sky blue caps litters a corner of one city park, as if a woman or a man in the patience of a despair that aches like frozen iron had plucked each one and sprayed its cap with sky blue paint. I want the man who told me this not to be mistaken or a liar, not about this, though I know because he is a man like me, he must be both. I want to shovel blue acorns into every pocket and to gather the hems of my shirt into a basket to carry hundreds of blue acorns against my stomach, which makes the acid of despair and the acid of unending hunger, and against my stomach to feel the elusive patience of 1,000 points of blue despair settle, and then to give them back to the ground in a new mosaic. Let us outline an oaken sky with seeds of oak. Let us outline a hole to fill with despair that, like a second sun nailed up in the sky, covers the first, like a white disk of death, like a magnifying glass held by a murderous child to train the sumptuous gift of the sun, which today sprinkles gold dust over all of Minnesota, into a burning point on the backs of beings he perceives as dark and small, as moving in the patience of a labor that omits him from its center. And God, what will that child become? I'm asking, God, what have we raised? A child of liars and the damned who were children of liars and the damned, a despair that manufactures despair. Could we ever make the hole big enough to hold it? Could we carry enough to the spot to widen it? The earth will run out of oaks to spill acorns before the hole is broad enough to plunge the false white blaze down into that we've nailed over our heads like a crown that sears. We will toss in our quarters and pulled teeth, our gel caps and shell casings, the seeds we have left to plant with the tools we have left to plant them until the hole is wider than this American city, whose police feed its people bite-sized planets of despair on which, like Earth, no known form of life can thrive.